What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura alongside Sir Andrew Gribble here at the Combine. This is our final day, but it was the first day with some on-the-field action, the running backs, the offensive linemen, and I would say there was a lot of buzz coming out of that running back session. Gribbs, what did you see?
Well, I think the big story early in the day was the lack of vertical leap for Leonard Fournette, because I think we all thought he was this athletic freak that was going to do great, and his numbers weren't good. It was about 28 inches. You probably want about 32, 33 for a guy that athletic. Then an hour or so later, he runs a 4.540 as a 240-pound guy. So I think he's fine, and he's still a freak. I mean,
no doubt.
By comparison, he ran it a few hundredths of a second faster than Derrick Henry, who's about the similar size, and Derrick Henry's time was considered to be great as well.
So you look at it, and obviously it's a hot take society we live in. So after that vertical jump, people were like, oh, Fournette's maybe falling, this, that. Then he goes out, runs the 4.5. It's the fastest time by a 240-pound running back at the Combine since 2006. So that obviously caught a lot of people's eyes, and a lot of the buzz was that now teams are going to trade up, and maybe he's a top five pick when you look at that run speed. And guess what? The scouts are saying, we're not asking him to dunk a basketball. We're not too worried about that vertical jump.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great sophomore season as well. I think the big concern with him is ultimately going to be how healthy he is, because he did deal with injuries throughout his entire LSU career. He didn't play in the bowl game because he wanted to heal up, get ready for the combine. So I think those are going to be the biggest questions with him. I'll still be surprised if someone trades up to top five for a running back. It's too deep of a running back class. And this is just a position that, even though in recent years you've had some first-round picks, I just think it's been devalued a little bit by all the talent that there's out there.
The other headliners, Dalvin Cook ran about a 4.5 flat and obviously solidified himself as a first-rounder. And then everybody says the star of the running back drills was Christian McCaffrey out of Stanford. Looks so smooth catching the football, running the ball. Obviously a tremendous player out of Stanford.
He can return kicks, too. I mean, he's a versatile guy that he might sneak in at the end of the first round, and if he does that, he's going to be put on a really good team. And I think that's what's going to be interesting to see. If he gets with a really successful team, like what they can do with him, kind of put him in certain packages and really get the most out of what he can do. But he it's almost like he's under the radar, even though he was such a big name at a big name program. Stanford just wasn't as good as they were last year.
All right, the other big thing that happened here in Indy today was that the quarterback spoke to the media for the first time. It all happened right behind us here. And we'll start off with Mitch Trubisky, who was the first one up at the podium today. Your impressions of Mitch?
Well, a lot of Browns-related questions, because he's from Mentor, and I think that he's made it clear in the past that he's a big Browns fan, would love to play for the Browns one day. I think today the message was, I'd love to play for all 32 teams, because that's what you're told to say here. You don't want to pick favorites, and he knows that really ultimately this is out of his control. But he believes he can be a franchise quarterback. And I think that the big concern with him is going to continue to be the only 1 year of experience. Interesting thing he said is that really didn't come up all that much in team meetings. So I think that maybe they've seen enough out of that, but we'll see where he ends up being drafted. But I think there's a little bit of uncertainty with him. He said his mobility is underrated. He had 308 rushing yards, 5 touchdowns. He'll be interesting to follow. I think that it's just with Trubisky, the lack of experience that we wonder about. Can he be a guy you want to invest a top three pick in?
Well, I think when it came to Mitch Trubisky, my takeaway was that the lack of experience as the face of a franchise kind of showed. Not as comfortable at the podium as some of the other guys up there, but I thought he did a good job answering the questions, and he certainly does not lack confidence. You talked about what he thought was the underrated part of his game, and it is the mobility. I talked to some people last night who think he is going to test off the charts and actually test as a better athlete than any of the quarterbacks here at the Combine in Indianapolis. Also at the podium today, Deshaun Watson, a guy who certainly doesn't lack confidence, thinks he should be the number one overall pick, and said, look, I won in high school, I won in college, I'm going to win in the NFL. Put me on a losing team, they're going to be a winning team.
Yeah, I mean, he has that kind of winning culture mentality, but I think ultimately it's going to be the stuff that gets picked apart as mechanics and the way that he reads the field. And I don't know how much he can change that perception here. Maybe he can look a little different throwing the ball. I just don't know how he's going to change the perception of, is he going to be accurate on these deep throws under pressure? Because even though he's going to be throwing the ball deep tomorrow, it's not going to be under the greatest amount of pressure.
No, and then there's Patrick Mahomes, who on the field is all over the place. You never know what you're going to get. Very exciting guy at the podium. Kind of straightforward, very, you know, calm, collected. I thought he definitely sounded like a guy that you could see as a franchise quarterback. His personality off the field doesn't seem to match his personality on the field, though.
Yeah, he's kind of the gunslinger mentality, and he's the one that's really the true wild card in this bunch, because you hear the buzz about him being a first-round pick. Some people think he's the best quarterback, but then ultimately, maybe he's just going to ultimately be a second or third round guy. I mean, there's just a lot of risk, and it's one of those quarterbacks that might make a lot of sense on a winning team with a quarterback in place that he can learn behind and eventually be groomed to be the guy.
I've heard a lot of people say, Pete Prisco said earlier today, they wouldn't be surprised if he was the first quarterback taken. Some people think Arizona a great place for him where he could learn behind Carson Palmer, and his skill set fits that Bruce Arians vertical offense. Matt Miller from the Bleacher Report said he texted a director of pro personnel, or player personnel, I'm sorry, who said that Mahomes was the most impressive interview they had across any position so far here at the Combine. And finally, DeShone Kizer was the last one of the day out of Notre Dame, and a big guy, 6'4", 233. Doesn't look as big when you see him up
leaner,
close, but leaner, but I thought a very smooth talker, very polished, very poised.
Yeah, the big question he had to answer at a team meeting last night was, you
have
amazing talent, you have all this gift ability, why at Notre Dame did you go 4-8? And his answer was he just didn't make enough plays, and he's still watching the film of what he did last season to figure out and kind of assess where he's at as a player. But again, no shortage of confidence that he's absolutely ready to be a day one starter, and he absolutely believes he's the best quarterback in this draft.
Yeah, and I like the fact that he said, look, I bunkered up, no marketing deals, not focusing on anything except getting better as a quarterback and working on that, and expects to go out and wow tomorrow when they throw on the field. For Sir Andrew, I am Nathan Zagura. That'll do it for us here in Indianapolis, but we'll have you covered all weekend long throughout the Combine at ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Thanks for joining us with our coverage from Indy.